LGBTQ students in Charlotte Mecklenburg schools have expanded protections through a change approved for the district's multiculturalism policy. School board members voted 7-2 at last night's meeting to broaden the meaning of diversity to include LGBTQ students. It was, at times, a contentious meeting. With me now is WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn, who was at that meeting. Gwen, explain what was changed in the policy.
Mark, before last night's vote, the multiculturalism policy called for excellence in education for all students and defined diversity in terms of race, religion, national origin, and gender. It will now include gender identity, expression, and sexual orientation. That didn't sit well with the majority of people who testified at the public hearing. Emotions on both sides were running high and tempers flared at times. On one side, you had a handful of people supporting the expanded protections. I talked to CMS 8th grade teacher, math teacher, Kadeen Maddox. He says LGBTQ students are often bullied, and that the expanded policy will give him more guidance in helping them when issues arise.
I actually have to, you know, contemplate the things that I have to say because I'm unsure about what the reactions would be from a student who may go home and say, you know, this, my teacher said this about a student and I, you know, heard you disagree with this. And so what I actually had to walk on eggshells when certain issues of diversity and things like transgender issues come up, you know. And so now I feel like I have a voice now that I can actually say something and do something when something like that actually occurs.
Well, Gwen, what did you hear from those who are opposed to this policy change?
You had people accusing school board members of trying to usurp parents' rights to teach their children in the privacy of their homes about sexuality and values. Some carried signs saying, protect our kids' innocence, and parents are the best teachers. There were also Christian leaders who said they did not hate LGBTQ people, but called their lifestyle immoral, using biblical references in opposing the policy change. Here's Reverend Flip Benham.
You can't make a moral wrong a civil right. To be black is not sin. To be Chinese is not sin. To be a Jew is not sin. To be handicapped is not sin. But homosexual sodomy is sin, and it separates our kids from God. You didn't open...
Your time is up. Sir, do not approach the board.
Now, Benham did not heed school board chair Mary McCrae's and other members' warnings to not approach board members. He continued shouting loudly as he walked into the dais. Security officers quickly intervened and escorted him out.
With so many people speaking out against this policy change, first of all, Gwen, let me ask you this. Why did so many board members, the majority 7-2 in that vote, support this change?
They said they felt it was the thing to do to make all students feel safe and comfortable in their classrooms. A school said the curriculum would not change, but Sean Strain, who voted against the policy change along with Thelma Byers Bailey, pointed out that the new policy calls for them to intentionally incorporate diversity throughout the curriculum. Board member Rhonda Cheek, formerly Rhonda Lennon, says parents can have their children opt out of things such as movies or books used in instruction if they find them objectionable.
So there were a lot of voices against the change there in the meeting last night. When all was said and done, did those who'd been speaking out seem surprised by what the school board voted?
I don't think so. And talking to some after the vote, most seemed to feel like this parent, Regina Young.
I honestly feel like prior to us coming, they had already made up their minds. The decisions were already decided prior to. And I do plan on, Lord willing, moving my kids out of CMS. Because as a parent, you should leave that up to a parent. There are certain things that the school is supposed to do, and that's educate my child.
Mark, school board members have spent a year working on this policy and put it on hold while they focused on the new student assignment plan. Those who supported the change say they believe it will make all students feel safer and more comfortable in schools.
WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn, thanks very much.
Thanks.